This is a podcast from the Angel News Network with author Joel Anastasi interviewing Ascended Master Saint Germain as channeled by Philip Elton Collins.
Saint Germain, President Trump has been criticized for ignoring evidence that Russia's military offered bounties to the Taliban in Afghanistan to kill U.S. troops. The president said he was not briefed, but there's a lot of evidence to suggest that he was, and the Democrats are raising the question again of the Putin-Trump connection. We have been reluctant to talk about the Illuminati, of course, because there are conspiracy theory charges around that kind of thing, but you said there's a lot of controlling going on in the background. So would you just make some observations for us about this whole thing in Afghanistan, and what, if any, controls are behind the scene that are governing some of this?
First of all, you're dealing with a president who is not involved in receiving or interested in taking briefs. So he often is grabbing information after the fact to attempt to understand what has happened. So he's not up to date on what actually is taking place internationally in military activities. Within our book that we did together, The Refounding of America, there are a whole list of elements throughout the history of humanity that have created tyrants and dictators. And it's important to begin to review those. But understand, as we've discussed before, there is a hidden group of individuals, names such as Rothschild, Biederberger, Morgan, Rockefeller, who have been financing both sides of an opposition in order to create war, because war is the most profitable profit center of human activity. What you're experiencing this as a bit are these organizations, these hidden individuals, if you will, who are attempting to play one thing against the other and to stir it up and cause a conflict in order for financial gain. It is important that humanity begin to realize the true cause and effect of wars that have been taking place on the planet for millennia. Again, you are dealing with an executive branch that really is not interested in knowing what's going on. They're in a survival pattern of reacting and acting to current events as they fall, largely through instinct, not through informed information, or what you would call intelligent decisions. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. So it seems to be a combination of, we have a president who's not informed, and he's of course, has all these tyrannical instincts, and there's also the issue, as you said, about some of the hidden controls of the powerful in the world. So it's a complex situation. And as you're saying all this, I'm thinking about the comment that Nancy Pelosi has made yet again in response to this news report about what's going on in Afghanistan, about the Putin-Trump connection. Would you have anything to say about that?
Yes. There's a financial tie. Remember, your president of the United States has received monies from the oligarchs of Russia when his nation and European nations would not support his endeavors because, in your vernacular, his failed track record in the past. So he is not interested in having this relationship revealed. It is the reason he will not release his tax returns. So that will show the relationship. So he's constantly trying to involve them in the world stage, which they desperately wish to be, when in fact they are a failed state, pretending to have a larger role on the world stage than they truly have. Does that help you?
Well, it does, and it's part of what we as voters need to draw in making a decision about who we want to be leading our country in the elections this coming November.
And is it important that these hidden forces, these hidden powers, they control the world banks, they control the Federal Reserve, be exposed, not as a conspiracy theory, but as fact, and then humanity can begin to see how they have been manipulated for millennia for wars being financed by the same individuals, both sides, not mattering who wins or loses, but how much money they can gain.
Yes, it is important that it be exposed. It's interesting, though, that any time the issue of these hidden forces is brought up, it's immediately termed a conspiracy theory, which is a good way to invalidate the criticism.
They've been very intelligent and hidden about perpetuating that, and they control forces that do perpetuate the conspiracy theory. Very clever, very intelligent, monetarily powerful. These are tools that they use to deflect the truth.
Well, these forces of control, of course, have been going on for eons. How do we break that?
By revealing the truth. By revealing the truth. By knowing the truth and applying that truth into the decisions you make going forward in your personal lives, in your governments, in your corporations who are monetarily trying to control the governments. It is time for this to end, if you so choose.
When Trump, just before Trump took power, before he was inaugurated, you said that he had not yet been told about the controls. I use the term Illuminati, we can use whatever we want to, about the controlling power of these forces, but that he would. And I was told the same thing about Obama, that he was told about these forces. Every president, once they are inaugurated, are told about these forces. Why can't a president and an administration take a stand against these forces?
Because they are too powerful, and those individuals are the office that they hold. And they realize that those forces have a larger planetary hold than they can individually. And there are times that they work out deals in your vernacular so that some of the presidential agendas can take place and some of them can't. There are moments that these hidden forces do work in concert with the executive branch of the United States, but there are times they put their foot down and insist upon their way with the threat of life, with the threat of financial ruin. They are very, very powerful.
So that's why past presidents never make any references to this power?
Exactly.
So you said expose it.
Truth out. It is time for this truth to come out. As it is time for the truth to come out about the extraterrestrial advanced civilizations which are working with humanity to assist you. There are many, many truths that are in the process within the ascension process of the planet of coming out, which has seemed like science fiction in the past. But remember, good science fiction is always based upon truth.
So how do we expose this now?
By beginning to do so. By having your leaders be willing, the leaders that you select, the leaders that you choose, be willing to once and for all to tell the truth.
How do we get them to that place, Saint Germain? Because they're still going to be threatened with being killed and financially ruined. How do we get them to do what you just said?
It will be a part of their soul plans. It will be a part of their mission and their reason to be here. And remember, there is no such thing as death. When you physically leave this frequency, you simply go into a higher frequency of existence. And with that wisdom and with that truth, you lose the fear of physical death. And if by telling the truth causes physical death, you know you will go on for many, many other lifetimes if you so choose.
You said that the clearing and cleansing that we're experiencing would be led by the feminine energy and the youth. It occurs to me, as I think about that, that the revelation could be coming from the feminine energy and the youth.
Yes. Whenever you subjugate an energy for an extended period of time, their resistance builds and builds and builds. And then they realize that resisting it really isn't the solution. The solution is to build a parallel path to what they have been resisting and show that. And you find that in the feminine energy within the governmental post of the United States this time. You have more women and more diversified women in your governments now than ever before. And more women are standing up and choosing to be in office. You have a real opportunity within your election now that one of your presidential candidates will choose a female minority with the possibility and the probability of that individual becoming president. That is unprecedented.
Well, you've given us a lot of material to ponder here as we move forward and grapple with the complex issues that we've covered in just about 12 minutes here. So thank you, Saint Germain.
Grapple with them. Be with them.
Yes.
And know they are of your choosing. But again, life is not what's happening to you. It is what you're choosing to create. And everything that is taking place is of your choosing and your creation to free yourself from the negative aspects of it once and for all.
Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom.
You're welcome.